Call the meeting to order. Can we get a roll call, please?
Dr. Zuzulak? Mr. Dougherty? Mr. Hawley?
Here.
Mr. Pepe?
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Here.
Mr. Neff?
Here.
Mr. Cacamo?
Here.
Mr. Jocko?
Here.
Mr. Kropinski?
Here.
Mr. Crowder?
Here.
Mr. Curtis? Mr. Burke?
Here.
Ms. Majewski?
Here.
Pursuant to Section 5 of the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting has been duly advertised in accordance with law by publication in the official newspapers of the borough and by posting in Borough Hall by the borough clerk as part of the annual notice. This meeting is a quasi-judicial proceeding. Any comments or questions must be limited to issues that are relevant to what the board may legally consider in reaching a decision. Decorum appropriate to a judicial hearing must be maintained at all times. Let's stand for a silent prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay,
let's see if there's any comment from members of the public for anything that's not on the agenda tonight. Does anyone have anything they want to say to the board? Sir.
Mark Fisher, 91 3rd Avenue. You had a nice TV screen coming. I hope that, two things. I hope the meetings are hybrid for the planning board. I hope that's part of the goal. And will future presenters of applications be required to show their displays on those screens, screen sharing from either a thumb drive or from some other screen.
Okay. Does anyone want to talk about that? What do you think? Yeah, okay.
It's about how it's set up. I know it's how it's going to be.
We'll keep an eye out and we'll
be no more.
Okay.
Take that as a goal to have screen sharing with the.
Okay. It would make it easier for us because we've been turning it for many years to the public and we can't see. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, thanks for the comment. Anyone else? Public comments? Great. Pending litigation.
I'm pleased to report there is none.
Okay. Any other business that any member of the board wants to raise?
I have a couple of items.
Sure.
After a couple of years of not having COVID, the PBA ball is back on for this year, May 27th. And in the past, the planning board has taken full page ad out their ad journal each year, and they've had it. So just like put it forth to the board, we want to do that again this year. It's about $9 a person on the board. And my secretary, Erin, has it. Agreed to handle it for us and collect the money and fill in the information, the specs, and hand it to the police department if you want to do that or not.
Great.
You want to take a quick poll?
Yeah. All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Okay, great.
Thank you. One other thing, I guess. One. There's a lot of new members on the board. This year and last year. And I'd just like to suggest, if you haven't already, that you take a look at the master plan. There's a lot of discussion, especially last meeting, about the master plan and build land and such. The master plan is something that we go by, that we're supposed to be adhering to. It was last updated about 3-4 years ago. And every few years it does get updated and modified as times change. And there's a lot of information in there that we should be keeping in mind as we make decisions on applications before us. So it's on the municipal website, and some of it can be boring, there's some repetition in there, but there's goals and objectives that we should be adhering to. Thinking about, and of course there's always modifications and exceptions to things, but overall that should be our mind as we're making decisions and such. So that's where all this information is in the master plan.
And also too, on what Mr. Neff said, when we get the applications, it'd be nice if you just drove by the properties in question so you get an idea of what they look like. in the different neighborhoods. A lot of them were totally different. You have Dunwood Streets, the West Side, the President Streets, Woodland Park, and then up on the hill. And they're all totally different.
And one of the things that were in the master plan is there's objectives, what we should be looking for going forward and such. And, you know, one is it, what was the transit village designation for the town? Now, I'm not sure if we ever really pursued that or not, but by having the ferry in town and the bus route and such, we could be designated as this transit village, and that enables the town to get funding and grants and such. So, you know, we should be looking at it, making sure some of these objectives are being adhered to and followed through and such every now and then. So just looking at it every 6 or 8 years or whatever, and say, oh yeah, did we do that? Did we not do that? So, just a couple of comments on that.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments?
Can I throw in just a...
Sure.
Yep. Site visits, a picture's worth 1,000 words, a site visit's worth 10,000 words, but if you're going to do it other than just a drive-by, you're actually going to get out. Have the board secretary contact the applicant first, let them know when that you're going to be there so that their dogs aren't let loose. I tell this in the course that I give, that some of you may have heard this before, but when I was in the Marlboro back in the early 2000s, we had a chairperson and another board member who had the custom of going out to view the properties before the meetings. So they would get together at 6 o'clock, the meeting started at 8, and they would go and they would look at the properties. And in January, it's dark. And they went to a property, and the addition that they wanted to put on, they needed the variance, was in the back of the house. And went walking around to the back in the dark, and the next thing they know, they were confronted with a guy with a pistol. Because the homeowner was a police officer and thought that there were prowlers there. So we had a good laugh about that when we got to the meeting, but it was pretty harrowing for them. So let them know if you're going to be out of your car and if you're going to actually walk the property. Let them know in advance. Don't go with more than 2 members, because 3 members could be an effective quorum. So you don't want to go either by yourself or with 1 other member, not 2 members, because there is something in the local government ethics that says that an effective quorum is enough members to pass an application. And you have a quorum, you need a quorum of 5. So if you have 5 board members here, and the application, 3 affirmative votes can pass the application or deny it. So you can't have 3 going out at the same time. I guess that's about it.
I actually remember this from your course how many years ago, so you're a good teacher. Okay.
The real stuff sticks with
you. Yeah, stuck with me.
Any other comments? Okay, yeah, can we get a motion to adjourn?
Okay, to adjourn the workshop meeting.
Second. Let's call to order the regular meeting. Can we get a roll call, please?
Dr. Zuzulak?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty? Mr. Hawley?
Here.
Mr. Pepe?
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Here.
Mr. Neff?
Here.
Mr. Cacamel?
Here.
Mr. Dosko?
Here.
Mr. Kopinski?
Here.
Mr. Crowder?
Here.
Mr. Curtis? Mr. Berth?
Here.
Ms. Majewski?
Here.
Okay, first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from March 3, 2022. Can I get a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept.
There was one small correction that I already said something. I'm listed as seconding the adjournment. So she's going to correct that. Okay. So with that.
Great.
And I have a couple of typos from Mr. Neff that'll be corrected as well.
Okay. So with those typos corrected and with the other correction, can we get a motion to approve as modified?
The motion to accept with the modifications.
Second.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Dr. Zuzulak was not present at the last meeting.
Correct.
I need another
second. So we need a second.
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Dosko?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Mr. Crowder?
Yes.
Mr. Berth?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Okay, next up, approval of attorney vouchers for February 2022, totaling $3,654.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Pepe?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Cacamo?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Mr. Crowder?
Yes.
Okay, next up, resolution PB 21-19, block 68, lot 5, 80 East Washington Avenue, West End KB, denying minor subdivision application.
I'll second it.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Mr. Berth?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Next up, resolution PB 21-20, block 27, lot 3, 12 Summit Avenue, Mager, granting bulk variance approval.
I make a motion to accept.
Second?
Second, Josko.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Mr. Crowder?
Yes.
Mr. Berth?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Next item on the agenda, request for extension of approval, PB 20-27, block 50, lot 12, 31 Navasink Avenue, Hildebrandt. Bulk variance approval granted May 6, 2021. Mr. Stein?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This application was already approved. The applicant has sent a letter to the board advising that they are requesting, pursuant to the ordinance, they're entitled to request up to a two-year extension regarding the addition for their home at 31 Navasink Avenue. They're requesting the extension because of supply issues and delays and due to the cost of materials that has been going on throughout the pandemic and the past year. They indicate that they are planning on resuming the project in the near future, but are not able to break ground within the first year, which is required under your ordinance, where the approval would expire. So they're asking for the extension at this time. And the board, usually when an extension is requested, the board is looking to see, have there been any changes, have there been any zoning changes to this area, so that now these approvals would not be appropriate. I don't believe there's been any zoning change, or there has been any significant or substantial change in the character of the neighborhood that would make things different. If not, I mean, those are the major concerns that you're looking at in a request for extension.
Okay, thank you. Anyone want to comment or raise an objection? Okay, we get a motion to approve then.
Motion to approve.
Okay.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Pepe?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Cacamo?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Mr. Crowder?
Yes.
Okay, next up is PB 21-21, block 127, lot 17, 49 Center Avenue, Aspen. Application for bulk variance. Can the applicant come up? Sure, come on up. Welcome.
Thank you.
Don't be. We're your neighbors, don't be.
Mr. Chairman, I've reviewed service in connection with this application. The service is in order, so the board does have jurisdiction to hear the application. And I am aware of the following exhibits that the board has received from the applicant thus far. They include Exhibit A1. It's a zoning review from your zoning officer, Michelle Clark. That's dated December 15, 2021. Exhibit A2 is a variance application of Jeffrey and Stephanie Passman. That's dated December 7, 2021. Exhibit A3 is a location land survey prepared by Thomas Finnegan, land surveyor, dated November 7, 2017. Exhibit A4 is a red-lined location land survey prepared by Thomas Finnegan, land surveying, dated November 7, 2017. And Exhibit A5 is a review number one from your engineers, CME Associates. That's dated January 18, 2022. Those are the exhibits that I'm aware of thus far that the board has received in connection with the application. And the applicants are here. Will you both be giving testimony, you suspect? Or just one presenter?
I mean, if you'd like to.
Why don't I swear you both in, so that way if you need to jump in. So each raise your right hand and be sworn. Do you either swear or affirm that any testimony that you give in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And ladies, first state your name and address.
Stephanie Passman, 49 Center Avenue, Atlantic Highlands.
Jeff Passman, 49 Center Avenue, Atlantic Highlands.
And who would like to start first? Tell the board what your application is about, why you think the board should grant you a variance to permit it.
We'd like to remove current existing 4-foot-high chain link fence in certain areas and replace it with a 6-foot-high white PVC fence, replacing some of the sections and extending it. I guess, namely, why we're here. The variance is we're on the corner, Center Avenue A. So we knew in having to extend this, we wouldn't be able to meet the 20-foot setbacks. And I think so, obviously, privacy, security, I think namely that we look onto a commercial parking lot, multi-tenants in there. I think that would be sort of the main reason we wanted the 6-foot fence as opposed to just the 4-foot.
So you have an existing 4-foot fence there and you're replacing that 4-foot chain link with a...
Yes, and then we're going to be extending...
Can you show us where you're extending it?
So... on the figure here, the existing fence is depicted sort of cross hatching, and then so the red. So really, just that southern facing side would be replaced. The side running from the south, kind of up to where the wood deck is, that would be new, but that would be within 20 feet anyway, or beyond 20 feet rather. And then, so really, I guess where we kind of get into the variance territory is kind of along the easterly property line. That would be new, and that would be, needing the variance.
You mentioned that there was a parking lot. Is that across on the opposite side of Avenue A?
Correct. To the east.
What's physically there?
The Swanson Heating Company.
Swanson's kind of in the corner, and then
there's the Jersey Design place, and then across the street from our house as well, we also have another commercial property. It's, what is that place?
I know that there's a couple multi-tenants in there, and I can't forget his name, even though he looked at the house, the HVAC guy, and not for nothing. A little traffic.
Yeah, big truck come by.
So what's in between you, your house, and Avenue? What's that left-hand side there, where you have the stone drive? Is it...
There's sidewalk. Our stone driveway really just goes right up to the sidewalk there.
Okay, but that's your yard. So you're splitting the yard down the middle. Okay.
So what it will create is sort of a driveway area. So we have a landscaper that will come in and he'll kind of make a nice little driveway.
So you can put the driveway up to the fence.
Yeah, and you put like a little pond in and stuff. Okay. Not pond, but it looks so cute.
Mr. Romeyer, any questions?
I have it oriented north up right now.
That's the way to do it.
The red line is depicting your proposed fence, is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And that's all going to be 6-foot solid material, that's what's proposed?
Well, that's correct.
So it's going to respect the property line, correct? You're not going out into the right of way?
No, in fact.
Put it back on the property.
In fact, I would say from the edge of the sidewalk, we'd probably be more like 6 feet into the property, because we have some landscaping there as is. So no, not into the right of way, not into the sidewalk.
Okay, so 6 feet behind the back of the sidewalk would put you at... I didn't bring my 15 scale.
26
inches. So you're going to be at about 3 or 4 feet behind the back of the sidewalk, right?
I would say. I would say more like 6 feet from the edge of the.
From the edge of the side. Okay, 3 or 4 feet from the back of the sidewalk to your property line, approximately. And then you're going to respect the property line and set it back another, at least 12 inches, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're not proposing anything on, within the borough right of way. Secondly, south of your proposed fence along the Avenue A frontage, you have an existing driveway, correct?
Existing is a funny term, but it, it's definitely, it's stone. At one point it was probably an actual driveway, but now it's become a kind of red stone and a lot of dirt.
Do you utilize it to access
yes.
the site?
We do, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the proposed 6-foot solid fence approximate to the front lot line, well, it's not proposed right up to the edge of your driveway, correct?
No.
The issue is site distance, being able to see getting in and out of your driveway.
So I looked into that. I understood, like, so the intersection created by the driveway, we would need a 25 feet to what the leg creating the triangle would be the site line, maybe.
So in general, the municipal code talks about a 20-foot, 5-foot leg triangle at the corners, but just for the driveway with the roads can curve horizontally and vertically, so it's not just a straight 25 to do it. But it being that Avenue A is relatively flat and straight horizontally, it looks like you're proposing at least a 20-foot space from the closest edge of the driveway to the proposed fence. Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
20-foot gap at least.
Yeah, I mean, if it has to be 25, I mean.
We can do that.
Exactly.
It's your application.
Okay, that's really all I have.
I just have one more question. The fence, so now I've got it oriented north. So the fence on the westerly side, your neighbor's fence, what kind of fence is that?
It's a wooden fence.
Okay, how tall is it?
6 feet.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, 6 feet. I'm sorry, it runs 4 feet to about that edge of that corner there, and then they have 6 feet, sort of the rest of the way.
It steps up to 6 feet.
Yeah.
So that one piece will align with the height of the neighbor's fence.
Yeah, we drew this on here, this little tiny bit. We actually told the fence company we were okay with just the 4 feet section there. Like a 3 foot wide piece, 4 feet, just to sort of bridge the difference between the house and their existing fence.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to make it with the same hole?
Yeah, it was open wood as well.
Yeah. What are you going to put in between the two fences?
What, in between the two fences?
Yeah. In the dead space between the two fences.
Well, probably more mulch and potentially some shrubs, I guess. Not there yet.
Fair enough. Any questions or comments from the board? Okay. Any member of the public have a question or comment for the applicants? Okay, great. Do you have anything you want to say in summary, or?
Can you just brought pictures of the
sure,
site on
yeah.
In the market.
Let me warn them, please.
Bit of an emotional plea. But we hope folks realize that, when we bought the house 4 years ago from an investor, and sadly, the gentleman before couldn't quite keep up. Now we just put every red penny into the yard, and I think the folks who know the house would say, oh, yeah, they're doing a good job.
We just wanted to keep looking like this.
Oh, to continue that.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, Mr. Stavridou, right,
yes, I'm marking. There are three photographs. They're going to be A6, A, B, and C. And I'll pass them to my right first, and then we can pass them back.
Thank you. Do you want to just summarize for us what you want to show us with these three photos?
Yeah. Let's see. I don't know which one.
Go ahead, you can step up.
So,
why don't you hold them up for us and just point?
So, this is A. This is sort of, I believe, looking north. There's sort of that existing chain link, and along the westerly side, that's there. That's going to come down and get replaced with the white PVC. And we're not going to quite go right up to the deck there. We're gonna leave a little room before it actually heads west to sort of open up all that space for us.
Okay, similarly, B is also looking in that same direction, and you can see the line of vegetation, so the tree is going to be within that, that line there, again, facing north. And then I just took this being the southern section that's coming down of fence and just getting replaced along that neighbor's lot there.
Great. Could you hand those three to Mr. Hawley so we can pass them around? We'll take a quick look at your exhibits before we board discussion. Well, while these are being passed around, does anyone on the board have anything they want to say?
Yeah, I can say something. So I can definitely understand the desire to screen from, especially commercial usage is so close. I want to screen too, but I would have liked to have seen the fence have some sort of, like openness. Like there's like the 2/3 of the area between the grade and the top bar should be open, especially in this case because the fence is 6 foot as opposed to 4 foot. But you know, I don't know if that's possible, especially with a PVC fence, especially in terms of, desiring to screen the view, so.
Yeah, and in this case, it's not like it's an annoying neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, it's a heavily trafficked area, throughout the day, and it the property area as it is right now is wide open.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Any other comments?
Is there anything that we just have to say from an exact measurement from the sidewalk to stipulate?
Mr. Romeyer?
My note said 4 feet. Three of the property line and one additional foot. I think the applicant said they might do more, but that's what Mr. Romeyer said.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
When he files for the permit, they'll make sure that he does it separately.
APR resolution.
20 feet minimum from the edge of the driveway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Has everyone had a chance to look at the... There you go, Doug. Okay, so absent any other comments, let's take a vote. Or let's have a motion.
Motion will approve.
A second.
Dr. Zizulak?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Pepe?
Yes.
Mr. McGolder?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Cacamo?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Mr. Crowder?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. See, it wasn't so bad, was it?
I don't find myself in here.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Passman. Okay, next up is PB 22-01, Block 70, Lot 2, 88 East Mount Avenue, Catchin, application for bulk variance. Come on up, welcome.
Hi. Mr. Chairman, I've reviewed service in connection with this application. Service is in order, and the board does have jurisdiction to hear the application. I'm also aware of the following exhibits that the board has received in connection with this case. That includes Exhibit A1. It's a development permit application of Maxine Catchin. That's dated October 27, 2021. Exhibit A2 is a zoning review of your zoning officer, Michelle Clark. That's dated January 20, 2022. Exhibit A3 is an application for variance of Maxine Catchin, dated January 18, 2022. Exhibit A4 is a survey prepared by JY Land Surveying Incorporated. That's dated April 3, 2017. And Exhibit A5 is review number one of your engineer's CME Associates. And that's dated February 17, 2022. Those are the exhibits that I'm aware of thus far in connection with the application. And you are the applicant, I assume.
Well, this is where the applicant's in.
We'll swear them in. So will you both be testifying, or just one of you presenting this?
Both of us.
Okay, so each of you raise your right hand, please, and be sworn. Do you either swear or affirm that any testimony given in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And ladies, first state your name and address.
Maxine Catron, 88 East Mount Avenue.
And Robert O'Connor, 21 Grand Avenue, Highlands.
And who would like to start off telling the board about your application, what you're trying to accomplish, and why you think the board should grant you variance approval?
I can. So we just wanted to install a generator for the... I've been living here about 4 years, maybe more. Been some power outages. Really just want to keep my family. I have a 6-year-old now, a 16-year-old. And I just would like to have a generator in the house. Keep the TVs on, keep the refrigerator running, not have to throw out food.
And well, and you have it,
right.
It's a very unusual lot, this L shape. And Corbin Electric came out and they said the best site was next to the house near the utilities, but we're within the setback on the side of the property. And we considered other locations, but there was a playset and a shed and a patio, and this really is the best location. So I think the setback is 10 feet and we're 6 feet away.
Ten and five, according to the CMU report.
Okay. So we're seeking, you know, a variance to allow us to put the generator closer to the property line. We do have a letter from the next door neighbor who whose house is about 35 feet from the fence.
Yeah.
And they said they're fine with it. John and Alicia, they're very nice people.
35 feet to the
That's lot
from
nine.
The generator location. That's to their patio. Their house is another 5 feet. It's like 45 feet to the like their main house.
And that's the closest structure to the generator.
Yes.
Yes.
A house. Yes.
We have pictures.
Yeah, I have pictures that show the distance if you want.
Sure. Yeah. Why don't you pass them up?
And I have the letter from them as well. They would have the plans.
Thank you.
The letter from my neighbor. the best one I'm going to show you. Also, that side of the house is where the well, the electrical is, mm-hmm. right there on that side, so you can see.
I think the gas is there too.
The gas, everything is on that side of the house, and our house is over here, so if you look pretty low, you can see.
Yeah,
why don't we cherry pick the two that
So.
The one with the flags is good. Where the generator is.
Yeah, the real issue there is the distance to the neighbor's house, but since they're 35 feet away, the extra 5 feet might not make all that much of a difference.
I mean, this shows you the distance, and this shows you that the electrical is right there, and our house is right there. And the red flags, you can see the red flags right there, that's where the generator is.
Yes, the first description of the photograph is for Exhibit A6A, and the second, that the distance between structures, is A6B.
Do you have anything further you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I mean, we're going to, John and Alicia planted some trees prior to the generator ever being put in. They had their side yard redone, so there'll be trees. We're going to put in, plantings.
Screening.
I was going to ask that. So, yeah, so you're going to put a screen in between the side of your yard and the generator. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to put in screening. Anything, you know, that makes it pretty.
It's really sound. They get loud.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think it runs a test once a week for 10 minutes.
You know, and I'm going to consult with my neighbor to see if she works from home now. I mean, if there's any time that's best for her, but she's perfectly fine with it.
Would you mind if we put in here as a condition to approval that you put in that screening?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Great.
That's fine. No, other than that being the best location, I mean, I don't...
Mr. Chairman, I've also given a marking of Exhibit A7. It's a letter from the adjacent property owner, Alicia and John, Alonzo and John. It's either Desider or Decider.
Something, yeah, I actually don't know how to pronounce
it. Indicating no objection. The board will give it the weight that it chooses. Those people are not here to go under oath to, to testify to that. So we'll mark it and give it, such weight as you choose to assign it.
I do have another picture. I don't know if the place that is in there, because you can see in the picture that there's only a small patch of grass for my daughter to play, and then there's a play set that we installed during COVID, which is huge, which takes up the whole yard. So that's why the side of the house really is what...
Since you've talked about it, why don't you pass it up?
It's so what leaves...
Say...
Yeah, that's the proposed generator site, shed, little patch of grass for the play set.
Thank you. Any other questions from members of the board?
Yeah, I noticed on review of the application that the shed is on like a 2-foot setback from the property line. If it would be accepted, and if they would like to add that on to as a variance too for future reference in case they ever have to come back and there's not an existing variance for that shed.
I think it's a good point, but can we do that notice-wise?
They can amend it if the board chooses to recommend that as part of the approval. Yes, they, in their notice, have the... Well, let me double-check and make sure they have the catch-all language and even all other variances.
That's what we're going to add
in the shed into the fair. If you think we need it, sure. Yeah. I mean,
you don't have it in the shed there, so...
The shed was there when we bought the house, so...
Yeah,
their notice reserves the right to amend the application to include any other variances deemed necessary or appropriate by the planning board.
Okay. The variance to the shed, which is back in 2.5.
Yep.
Or 8.5.
Would you like to add that to your application?
Sure, if you think it's in our best interest.
You're here.
Sure. Right. Yes, I'm not going to come back down.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
you. Good point. Does any board member have an objection to that?
Do you have a picture showing the close proximity of your other neighbor to show that there's no alternate
location? Yeah, I do. Would that be your picture?
Yeah, of course.
So if you're looking at my house, this is the left side. My neighbor's house, the left is like almost at the fence.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't see that better. This is from the street.
This
house is like right
there. So let's mark both of these. The first one discussed will mark as...
It's going to be A9.
Okay, and the second one is going to be A10. So you're saying with A9 and A10, you're saying that the neighbor on the other side is closer?
Than by far. It's only like... looks like 5 feet from the fence.
So if you put it in a conforming spot, it would be
non-conforming.
That's the purpose of it.
I don't know how that house got so close to
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
It must have been a long time ago.
Let me just make sure that I understand what we're talking about. On the survey of the property, this photograph that you're showing is showing a walkway going along the side of your home. Is that
mm-hmm.
correct?
That side. Mm-hmm.
And that's coming from East Mount and moving through your property to, I'm going to say, to the driveway in the rear?
That's correct. Correct.
Okay. So the property that's next door is... You can't even see the generator from that property. Your house is in between that property and the generator,
right.
The proposed generator, is it not?
That's correct. Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Right. Okay, if they put it over there, then it would be right next to the neighbor.
Right. So, okay. But there's you have an existing two-story dwelling that blocks the view or the sound from that generator from that neighbor.
Yes.
That's which is shown on your plan as lot one.
Correct.
Yep. Okay. Any other questions from the board? Mr. Romeyer, nothing?
Confirm it was natural gas, right?
Yes.
Were there any trees to be removed?
No. Any questions or comments from the public? Okay, unless you have anything else to add, we'll go into board discussion. Okay? You can say.
Okay.
Any discussion?
I think location makes sense, you know, being that the utilities are on that side of the house and doesn't seem like their neighbors are, you know, any conflict there, so
yeah,
seems like a good spot for it.
It's a generator. You put it in the best spot, got all your utilities there. The neighbor's far enough away that it's not going to matter. You said that you would put in screening, we'll condition it on that. Can't put it on the other side because the neighbor's right up against it.
Right.
So, let's see where else you would put it.
That makes sense.
Okay.
And just to reiterate, the installer, that's where the installer suggested it go.
Yeah.
That's the best place.
Courtney. Mm-hmm. All right.
Who has the other photographs? Or can you pass them back on? Because I'm going to give them to Aaron. So
sure.
I've got them for the farm.
Okay.
And we'll include the shed in this too. Just a double
whammy. Right. Yes. That's right. Unless anyone has an objection, we'll. Okay. Can I get a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept it with the amendment of adding the shed on there also.
Okay. All right. Let's take a vote.
Dr. Zuzuwa?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Pepe?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Cacamo?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Mr. Kopinski?
Yes.
Mr. Crowder?
Yes.
Congratulations. You're about to be the proud owners of a new generator.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My children.
Now we know where to go when the power goes out.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, next up is PB 21-17, Block 82, Lot 5.02, 6 Wesley Avenue, Duffy. Application for bulk and D variances. Mr. Stive, we have a D variance.
Yes, we do. So the Class 1 and 3 members are required to step down and accuse themselves from hearing this application.
Okay. We have a quorum. We're good. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Mr. Chairman, I've reviewed service in connection with this application. Service is in order. The board does have jurisdiction to hear the case. And I am also aware of the following exhibits that the board has received in connection with this application. They include Exhibit A1. It's a zoning review from your zoning officer, Michelle Clark. That's dated March 3, 2021. Exhibit A2 is an application for variance of Kevin and Allison Duffy. That's dated October 21, 2021.
Sorry.
Exhibit A3 is a survey prepared by Lakeland Surveying, dated May 26, 2001, with photograph. Exhibit A4 is a soil study prepared by MCH Engineering Incorporated, undated. Exhibit A5 are architectural elevation and floor plans prepared by PDR Designs. They're dated August 16, 2021. Exhibit A6 is review number 1 of your engineers CME Associates. That's dated December 14, 2021. Exhibit A7 is a letter from PDR Designs LLC, dated December 20, 2021, with diagram. And Exhibit A8 is a memorandum from myself to the board dated December 20, 2021 regarding the standard of review for FAR variances. Those are the exhibits that the board has received thus far in connection with the application that I am aware of, and the applicants appear to be here. So I'm assuming you'll both be presenting testimony, so why don't you both raise your right hand and be sworn. Do you swear or affirm that any testimony you give in connection with this application will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Okay.
And ladies first, name and address.
Sure, Allison Duffy, 6 Wesley Avenue.
Catherine Duffy, 6 Wesley Avenue.
And who would like to start first? Tell the board what you're trying to accomplish and why the board should grant you variance relief to do so.
Come on, teacher and me, I have a lot of notes. So we've been in the house for 5 or 6 years. In that time, we've had 2 daughters, and we are birthday at the same time. We live on an undersized 50-foot lot. When the standard is 75, that presents a hardship for our family. Move forward and build anything that we're working to make room for our growing family.
I'm looking at the 10-foot setback kind of continue that line, just so it looks, looks nice. We want to add a driveway, get one car off the street, and I think our shed is not conforming, so we just want to, we're just going to take that down. We don't need it anyway.
It was there when we got there.
It was there when we got there. And the front setback, it was like that when we got there. We bought the house, so we're not going to change anything there. And if you want to do a picture.
Sure, that'd be great.
Basically, we just want to put house where the deck is and continue the second floor.
Yeah, we've got to mark them.
So, yeah.
They're all the same.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Thank you. Welcome to the Max Eaton height. Existing colors and siding and nothing out of the ordinary.
It's a big rectangle. We just want to make it a slightly bigger rectangle.
We have our neighbors. We want our kids to be in the pool. We don't want to move. We don't want to leave our street.
So this is Exhibit A9. It's an 8.5 by 11 sheet with four photographs of the existing residential home. In the upper left is the front view of the home. In the upper right is, excuse me, the rear view of the home and deck. Lower left is a view from the deck looking out toward the backyard. And lower right is another view from the deck toward the left side of the yard.
So why don't you just take a minute and tell us, now that we all have a copy of this,
sure.
what you want to show us with this.
So we just want to put where the deck is, yep. Just continue the first floor to the end of the deck, and then obviously bring the second floor
to make it.
So we're not going to make the house any taller, just going to continue those same sidelines.
Or the same footprint.
Yeah.
Okay. We're mindful of the town setbacks, so we've adjusted a new rear very small deck to be compliant to the setbacks, and small for the back. Again, matching the same height, no change in the...
What's the current bedroom mix in the home?
Three bedrooms, I know...
And we're going to still have three bedrooms, yeah. Just slightly different shapes.
So you're not increasing the bedroom, so you're not increasing the number of inhabitants, you're not increasing the intensity of the use of the property.
Yeah.
It's going to be still a single family home.
Correct.
with your family.
Correct.
Are you septic or sewer?
What's that?
Are you septic or sewer?
Sewer.
Any questions from the board? Does Romer?
Thank you. Our report in December 14 identified the basements that potentially count towards FAR, and we indicated that including 50% of the basement area, that would put the site at an FAR of 0.51, where max allowable is 0.4. Following the issuance of our report, the applicant's architect had issue some additional information and clarify the characteristics of the basement, which eliminated the inclusion of that area. The proposed project as it stands still triggers a need for FAR variance relief, but just barely over the max allowable. So 0.4 is permitted, and I'm in agreement with the applicant's architect that 0.42 is what's being proposed at this point.
The basement is not habitable at all.
I recognize the as proposed, the overall lot coverage still remains below max allowable, but with the addition of the additional roof area, can you just give the board a little information about how the roof runoff will be handled and directed, and if it will maintain the current flow characteristics? Yeah, so peak, I guess, to the sides is how it is now. It's just going to continue from the front to the back. Same shape, just bigger house.
You have gutter leaders that go down?
I guess we'll have more gutters,
So you have the gutter leaders, and then do they tie in any system underground, or they just run off?
They just go underground.
All right, so you're increasing the size of the roof, and you're going to have a little bit more additional runoff, but they're going to come down in gutters, like
stay in the front. Yep.
Mr. Romeyer, any problem? There's no problem in that area with water, is there?
I'm not recognizing any problems based on what's being permitted now. I'm not aware of any but I do recognize the overall total lot coverage is still well within acceptable limits, and the setbacks are appropriate as well, so there's a lot of pervious area to absorb any runoff, so no concern with the drainage as proposed.
Any other questions? Great. Any questions or comments from the public? Thank you, sir. Do you have any final comments you want to make?
We just grew out of this town. We're so happy to be here. We really don't want to move. We don't want to go through a home buying process. We are kids are 3 and almost 1, and we want them in the schools, and we want to keep our roots here.
Thank you very much.
Doug, just a question for you to confirm what my math is, which isn't necessarily the greatest, but we're talking about 105 square feet. 0.42 versus 0.40.
Oh. 2% is a lot.
That's it. Fancy, yeah.
105
square feet.
They say lawyers can't do that.
And no trees will be removed.
And no crazy landscaping getting added.
Okay, board discussion.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, I mean, the impervious lot coverage is not changing. It's just drawing out the extension of the deck, so.
There's no change in setbacks on the side, approaching anything there, straight back, there's plenty of room. And you'll get a good plan.
It's an improvement to the house. It's going back to where you already have a deck there.
Yeah.
Within the setbacks, there's no problem with water. Sounds good to me. Okay.
Let's make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
I'm sorry, who was the second? Thank you.
Krupinski.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Pepe?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Cacmo?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Mr. Krupinski?
Yes.
Mr. Crowder?
Yes.
Mr. Bird?
Here. Yeah. I mean, yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Okay, so the last one is going to be put over, right? So PB 22-02, Block 91, Lot 6, 33 East Mount Avenue, DeMaio, application for minor subdivision with variances. This application is going to be carried to May 5th, 2022, correct?
Aaron, they did not notice for this meeting, did they? They're going to have to
notice. They did notice, but it was wrong, so they will be renoticed.
So we have to renotice.
Okay. All right, can we get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. See everybody next month.